Good morning and welcome to Mr. Sal's podcast, and that season 3 episode 1. The week that was short, just 2 days, Thursday August 26th and Friday August 27th, 2021. We had a good, make that great 2 days. More on that later. First, we're off to our first student email from a current student this year. And this week's email comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It begins, Mr. Sal, did you really mean what you said about Harry Potter? If so, I may have to request the transfer out of your class, and I do not want to do that. Now, hold on. There's no reason to get all Hufflepuff on me. If you remember what I said, I preferred The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit over Harry Potter, but I liked both. It's just that, Middle-earth wizards had cooler spells, in my opinion. And that was really what pushed me over to The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. Both stories are excellent, or as a Harry Potter wizard would say, Mysticus Excellenticus. Professor Snape, though, he would be a cool crossover wizard. He was great. He'd be in either story and excel. So, that takes care of that. We're going to move on here in a second. I'm having some technical difficulties. So, as we're having technical difficulties, just hang on and listen to this. Okay, and we're back. We're going to jump into the class updates. Day one, we got the class rules out of the way and discussed second chance learning. Hopefully no one will need the opportunity of second chance learning, but please do not hesitate to utilize it if you need it. And I'll remind you after major assignments and tests, if anybody needs it, it'll be a general comment. No one may need it, but I'll remind you, hey, it's an opportunity for you if you do need it. On day two, we played a Kahoot. Yin's guys learned a bit about me, what I like, what I'm afraid of, the whole gum thing. I think that was period 8 or 7. And a whole lot on how the class works with the questions, the reviews, and things of that nature. So we had a good day. You guys got points that day for participating. That was good. If you weren't in class, you are excused from the assignments, no harm, no foul. You didn't earn points, but you didn't lose any points. And remember, check your grades in the student portal. Compare them with Schoology on a regular basis. Let me know if something is amiss. Now, a little pause as I sip my morning coffee. Time for the dad joke of the week. This dad joke of the week is courtesy of Red Tricycle. It's a website. Drumroll, please. What did the Dalmatian say after lunch? Anyone? Yes, you in the back. What was that? Correct. That hit the spot. Oh, that was a good one. I thought it was a good one. Get it? What did the Dalmatians say after lunch? That hit the spot. Dalmatians have spots. Anyway, I liked it. The preview for the upcoming week. We're going to work on the career project. I mentioned that day one and day two. We're going to get through the career project, get that out of the way. Then we're going to jump into content. The career project should take most of the week. It's going to be due by Friday, September 3rd, 2021. Each day, you're going to have a minimum amount of the project to complete. I will daily push-out folders with what is expected of you that day. You're only going to have to submit the completed final project to me once it's done. Some days you'll be required to submit exit questions to earn participation points. The deets, as all the cool kids say, will be posted in Schoology daily, as I mentioned, in the folders. You may work ahead, but please follow the directions to earn full credit. If you don't follow the directions, you're not going to earn full credit. And I don't want that to happen. Moving on to school announcements. The only thing I'm going to talk about again is the club that I sponsor, and that's Wake Up New Brighton. It's an internet news and talk show. I'm looking for students who are interested in participating. You not only earn enrichment points for participating, but hopefully we can have snacks. Depends on the health rules and if we're allowed to have food again in the classroom. Remember, you don't have to be on camera to participate. We need writers. We need people with creative minds. We need people to work the technology. We need people to edit. So if you think you might be interested, let me know. As I get ready to wrap up this podcast, I always, as you can hear the cicadas out in the trees out here, out on the back deck. As I get ready to wrap up this podcast, I want to mention two bits of information, as I always do. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association of Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the globe. There's thousands of educators, over 2,000 educators worldwide who are members, and we use that network to strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. The second is 211.org, or you can just dial 211 on any phone. I go to 211.org or dial 211 to find local social services in your area of the United States or most of Canada, and they will help get you and your family in touch with people that can help you for whatever situation you are in. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to, and I know all of you are going to be sad, it's the end of the show. Uh-oh. Well, that wasn't what I wanted. I was hoping like for booing or something, but you know, when I say the end of the show, I want you guys to be sad. And I get an applause. It's the end of the show. Rough crowd today. We are filmed in front of a non-live studio audience, just for those of you who are uncertain. This is only the second podcast of this new season. So, everyone, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in class on Monday. Take care. Have a good rest of the weekend.